Hey. This perek focuses on ledges and different structures that jut out of a wall, and in which ways they spread tumor either to the items which are underneath them, or from that which is underneath them, a piece of a dead body, to the inside of the house. And the previous Mishnah taught that there is a type of ledge that juts out of the wall of a house just above the doorway. And its purpose is in order to prevent the rain from falling down directly where the doorway is. And because its entire purpose is for the sake of the doorway underneath it, and ultimately to serve the house, it's considered to be very much an extension of the house. And even if it juts out of the house by less than a tefach, it would still transfer the impurity from underneath it into the inside of the house. This is a unique case where an oihel needs to be less than a tefach, being that it is an extension of the house. This Mishnah seems to state the exact opposite. Ziz shel gabei ha-pesach, such a ledge that is above the doorway, maybe a satum b'fasech tefach, it transfers the impurity and spreads it from the piece of the dead body underneath it into the house, only if this ledge is at least a tefach wide. So simply speaking, this is the exact opposite of that which was stated in the previous Mishnah. And the answer is quite simple. We're talking about a very specific case over here, where the doorway was actually closed up with the intention of not using it anymore. So now, the only question of whether it's going to be an oihel or not is certainly not whether it's going to transfer tumor into the house, because the house has been locked up. There's no opening to the house through which the tumor can enter. The issue of the Mishnah is whether it's considered to be an oihel to transfer the tumor to the other items which are underneath it. And for that, it certainly is not considered to be an oihel, because the entire reason why it's an oihel is only in relation to the house. But over here, that it's no longer serving the house, it will be bound by the regular rules that an oihel is only something that is at least a tefach by a tefach. What happens if there is a ledge which is right above one of the openings in the wall? So that is also considered to be something that is serving the house, and it's covering and protecting that area where the hole in the wall is. And therefore, a ledge that is jutting out of the wall and is right above an opening that needs to be the height of two index fingers, or it needs to be the size of the hole which is made by the drill in the Beis HaMikdash. Those are two of the different sizes which were given in the previous perek for what is considered to be an opening to spread the impurity over to the other side of the wall. Be as it may, Kol Shehu, the Mishnah says, regardless of how wide this ledge is that juts out above the window, above the opening, since it is there to serve the opening and ultimately to serve the house, it would be considered an oihel even if it is less than a tefach. Rabbi Yossi has an interesting opinion, and he says that in the same way as in order to be considered an opening, there is a particular height and width of the hole that we learned about in the previous perek, so too, the ledge which is above it, in order for the ledge to be considered useful, and it's really serving that opening, it also needs to have that minimum size. Meloi, its full size of the hole, also needs to be the amount that the ledge juts out of the house, in order for it to be useful, and thereby to serve the house, in which case it would spread impurity from a piece of a dead body directly underneath it into the inside of the house. Mishnah Gimel, the first Mishnah of the Perek taught that the ledge, whose entire purpose is to serve the doorway underneath it, there is an additional condition for it to be considered an oihel to transfer the impurity into the inside of the house. In order for it to be properly, fully associated with the doorway underneath it, and the house, it has to be within 12 tefachim of the top of the doorway. The Mishnah says that there is a type of ledge that is above the door that can be far higher up than that, and it would still be associated with the doorway underneath, and therefore would be able to transfer the impurity into the inside of the house, even if it is less than a tefach jutting out of the wall. And that is kone, a reed, shel gabei ha-pesach, that is fixed to the wall above a doorway, afilu gavoya mea amo, even if it is 100 amos higher up than the top of the doorway, maybe it's atuma kol shehu, it would be able to spread the impurity into the inside of the house, regardless of how small the ledge is. Meaning, even if it's less than a tefach. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, and his reason is that the reed is very easily removable, and it can very easily just be moved further downwards and placed very close to the doorway. So the fact that right now it's far higher up is not a fixed situation, and even at that height, it is still associated with the doorway below it. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, however, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, Al yachmer zeh mizeh min aziz, this shouldn't be a more stringent law than with the regular ledge that is on top of a doorway. And if in the current situation it is not close to the doorway, then we don't start making calculations that we could bring it down and then it will be associated. Rather, just like the ledge, it would only be a oihel to spread that which is the tumah underneath it into the inside of the house if it is within 12 tefachim of the top of the doorway. It should be noted, by the way, when we're learning all of these mishnayos, that many understand that the entire law that a ledge which is less than a tefach and is jutting out of the house, it spreads the impurity from underneath it into the inside of the house. Many understand that this is only a stringency midrabanan. But according to the strict letter of the law, midoraisa, according to the Torah, there's no such thing as a roof which is less than a tefach by a tefach. Mishnah Daled, in order for two oihels, two oihalim that are next to each other to combine, in a case where it's not two rooms that are closed off, but rather there is just a sky next to it, in order for those two halim to combine and spread impurity from one to the other, we've already seen once before, very briefly, that they need to overlap. These two halim need to overlap by at least a tefach. And if not, then the impurity, if there's a piece of a dead body underneath one of those halim, it would not be spread to the other oihel as well. This Mishnah talks about ziz shu sovev kol habayis, a ledge which surrounds the entire house. It's above the height of the doorway, and when it reaches the doorway itself, in line with the doorway, that's when the ledge stops. But the length of this ledge continues for a length of 3 finger breadths. That's how much of the ledge is also above the doorway. Now the ledge being discussed does jut out of the wall by at least a tefach, so it certainly is considered to be an oihel. The only question is whether we can combine it with the oihel that is the inside of the house. They overlap by less than a tefach, only by 3 finger breadths. Tuma babayis, the Mishnah says that nevertheless, if there is a piece of a dead body inside of the house, kedim shetachtov temeim, the utensils, any item that is underneath this ledge, which runs around the entire house, temeim, they would become impure. Since at the end of the day, part of the oihel that is formed by the ledge does overlap, and there is a concept of sof tuma lotzeis, that if eventually the dead body is going to be removed via a different oihel, then already from now that different oihel becomes tomei. Therefore, since the dead body is going to be removed via the doorway, and at that point it will go underneath the part of the ledge that does overlap with the doorway, and that will make the entire ledge which goes around the whole house tomei. So the concept of sof tuma lotzeis just allows us to see that already from now, and therefore any item which is around underneath any part of the ledge would become tomei already from now. But tuma tachtov, if there's a piece of a dead body underneath the ledge, not underneath the doorway, Rabbi Eliezer, interestingly, metameis habayis. Rabbi Eliezer says that even in this case, despite the fact that there is no concept of sof tuma lotzeis, the items inside of the house will become tomei. Rabbi Eliezer understands that we just look at the ledge as being a part of the house. It's there, right on the edge of the house. It's functioning as part of the wall of the house, so we just view it as an extension of the house. But Rabbi Yeshua metaher, Rabbi Yeshua understands that since it is serving the outside of the house, it's not really part of the house itself, and it does not overlap enough with the oihel that is formed by the house, and because of that, without coming to the concept of sof tuma lotzeis, tuma does not spread from one of the oihels to the other. So only in the case of sof tuma lotzeis, where there is a piece of a dead body inside of the house, can we say that it will spread to the ledge outside of it. The Mishnah ends off, v'chein v'chotzer shimukeves achsadro, the same argument applies in a case of a courtyard that is surrounded with an achsadro, which over here refers to pillars that surround the outskirts of a courtyard, with a roof running from each pillar to the next. And these roofs which go between the pillars come out of the tops of the houses, and if there is a piece of a dead body underneath these roofed pillars, then a similar argument between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua would exist in that case too. Mishnah Hey, if there is a wall, and there are ledges coming out of the wall, Shnei Zizim Zel Gabi Zeh, there are 2 ledges in this first scenario, which jut out of the wall, one above the other. V'yesh bohen peseach tefach, and the ledges themselves are at least a tefach by a tefach, which is the necessary dimension to be considered an oihel. Uveinehen, and the height which exists between the upper ledge and the lower ledge is also peseach tefach, at least a tefach, as well as the height between the lower ledge and the ground. because an additional criterion in order to be considered an oihel is that it be a roof over an area of at least a tefach high. In such a case, tumotachtein, if there is a piece of a dead body underneath both of the ledges, that is to say, it's underneath the lower ledge, tachtein tome, any item which is between the ground and the lower ledge would become tome. The tumah spreads to any item which is underneath that oihel, but it is not able to spread beyond higher up than the lower ledge, because the lower ledge functions as an oihel also in terms of blocking the impurity from passing beyond it. Beinehem, if there is a piece of a dead body in between the lower ledge and the upper edge, then beinehem tome, any item that is in between the lower ledge and the upper edge is considered to be within the oihel formed by the upper ledge. So the upper ledge would spread that impurity from the dead body to any other item which is underneath it in its oihel. But again, it can't travel further higher than that or lower because the oihel blocks it. Agabehen, if there is a piece of a dead body above the upper ledge, then kenegdad lo kiatome, only items that are above there, up until the sky, direct in a direct line with the dead body, would become tome, but nothing lower down, and it doesn't spread anywhere other than in a direct line upwards, because there is no oihel above it to spread the impurity. So far, very simple. Now the Mishnah continues. If the upper ledge was wider by at least an additional tefach more than the lower ledge, and it poked out of the wall by at least an additional tefach, tumotachtein, if there was impurity underneath both of them, meaning underneath even the lower ledge, oy beinehen, or in between the two ledges, there was impurity hanging in the air somewhere, tachtein uvenein tome, any item that is either underneath both of the ledges or it's in between them would become tome, because the upper ledge forms an oihel over a part of the bottom part as well, that which is lower down than the lower ledge, and that combines together with the adjacent oihel that is formed by the lower ledge. So we view this all as one, and any item there would become tome. Al-Gabehen, if there is a piece of a dead body above both ledges, it's even higher up than the upper wider ledge, then Kenegdad Lorokea Tome, only an item directly in line with it, going up until the sky, would become tome, but the impurity is not able to spread anywhere, because there's no oihel on top of it, and likewise it can't even spread directly downwards, because the oihel that is formed by the upper ledge blocks it from penetrating beyond that ledge. What happens if the upper ledge was wider than the lower ledge, but by less than a tefach? If there is a piece of a dead body which is underneath both of the ledges, that is to say it's underneath even the lower ledge, which juts out less from the wall, that is underneath a fully fledged oihel, it's underneath the actual ledge, and according to everybody, the tumah is able to spread from there sideways to the area which is covered by the upper ledge. After all, that's also an oihel which opens up to the area right next to it. It's totally open to each other. And since that is underneath the oihel formed by the upper ledge, so now the upper ledge is over that impurity, so the impurity would spread to everything which is underneath the upper ledge, including that which is above the lower ledge, in between those two. And that's what the Mishnah means, tachtein uvenein tome, all of the items which are either underneath both of the ledges or in between them would become tome. But what happens if the piece of the dead body is beinehen, in between the two ledges, for example it's resting on top of the lower ledge, or it is situated on the floor underneath the extra part that is covered only by the upper edge, the upper ledge? Rebbe Eliezer says that even in this case, tachtein uvenein tome, any item which is underneath both the ledges or in between them, that whole area is open into each other, and therefore it would all become tome. However, Rebbe Yeshua says, beinehen, that which is in between the two ledges, v'tachas hamoisar, and underneath only the upper ledge which stretches further, that would all become tome, any item which is there would become tome, and essentially that means that anything which is covered by the oihel of the upper ledge, since it's the upper ledge that is the oihel on top of the piece of the dead body, so it would spread to anything which is underneath that upper ledge. But the part that is underneath the lower ledge, the oihel for that area is specifically the lower ledge, not the upper ledge. And now to enter into this area sideways from something which is less than a tefach wide, That is not possible. According to Rabbi Yeshua, to go from an oyhel that is at least a tefach wide to something that is included in an oyhel, but it itself is less than a tefach wide, that is possible. But for the tumah to spread from an area of the oyhel which is less than a tefach wide sideways to a new oyhel that is a tefach wide, that is not possible. The possible logic for this is that if the tumah is somewhere which is a fully fledged oyhel in and of itself, so it's, so to speak, very strong impurity, and since the nature of impurity is to spread and escape and go outwards, so it would spread further. But if the tumah is in an area that in terms of its own dimensions, it's too small, but since it's part of a larger oyhel, it's part of the upper part of the oyhel, so it's also considered to be an oyhel, but at the end of the day, this part of the oyhel does not have the requisite dimensions, so the impurity there is, so to speak, less strong, and less of an urge exists for it to escape and be spread to an adjacent oyhel.